大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
This occasion is a seminar organized by the Hong Kong Body Mind Spirit Platform, and we are so honored this afternoon to have, as you can see here, so many guests and speakers to share with us their views and experience. And this afternoon, our topic is traps and challenges for spiritual teachers. So this is an occasion for spiritual teachers to come together, to share, to learn, and to make friends. We are so happy to see so many of you here. It's only 3 days that we organize this occasion. And this afternoon, our focus will be on 5 topics, namely traps and challenges for spiritual teachers, effective ways of self-empowerment for spiritual teachers, healthy alliance among these people, effective ways to promote body, mind, and spirit awakening, and the social role and mission of spiritual teachers. And well, as you know, we have a phenomenal growth of spiritual teaching in Hong Kong these days. I remember very clearly 25 years ago when my friends and I started promoting things like massaging, meditation, vegetarianism, hands-on healing, sound healing. We were treated as Martians. Practices were regarded as so weird and out of the way that we have to try our very best to remain safe. But in the past decades, things changed, and now we see hundreds, literally hundreds of practitioners along this line amongst us in this community. They are the healers, they are the teachers, they are the life coaches, and then counselors. And many of us are trying to make a living, setting up a little business to promote what you think is meaningful. And as I said, this is a very exciting moment in history in this community. In many ways, Hong Kong is lagging behind the other parts of the world, but we are, I think, fast catching up. And at this moment, as you know, China is opening up. So I think spiritual teaching in Hong Kong has a special role in awakening the community here, as well as the much larger community north of the border. And so we are, this afternoon, we are very honored to have several internationally renowned speakers in this room. And we also have two of our local speakers. And on my left is Dr. Zhou Hwa-san. As you know, he is the founder of Dream Possible. And then we have Ms. Lau, Santa Lau, founder of the Heart of Astral Lightworks Center. And on the left, we have Angela Spetsman, founding president of Hong Kong International Coaching Community. And Danny Kusinger, who is a celebrated author and coach. And all the way from Canada, we have Daniel Mito, founder of the School of the Heart. So I would now like to pass my microphone on to our first speaker, Dr. Zhou. truly my great honor to be here today. Last year, Hong Kong was ranked the world's most competitive economy. That's the second time we received such an honor from International Institute of Management Development. We're even ahead of USA, Switzerland, and Singapore. Another research measuring global competitiveness conducted by World Economic Forum and NGO in Geneva ranks Hong Kong number 6 of the world's 137 societies. Hong Kong leads the world in another category. We have the highest life expectancy, with men average 81 years old, women 87 years old. For a small place like Hong Kong, these are amazing results. However, in terms of happiness, we actually lag far behind other developed and even developing countries. According to the World Happiness Index this year, conducted by UN annually, Hong Kong is ranked 76. Absolutely appalling. In other words, we are rich. We live the longest life, yet we are so unhappy. So what's the point of having such a long life? I think it reveals and highlights the unique role of BMS teaching. BMS stands for Body, Mind, Spirit. Because I think happiness is a state of mind. Sustainable happiness does not come from outside. We better turn inward. We connect our inner resources and sacredness within. What Hong Kong really needs is perhaps a spiritual awakening movement. Especially when Hong Kong people are now very desperate, both politically and socially. This is the worst of all times. This is the best of all times. Spiritual awakening is not just about personal happiness. It transforms socio-political culture as well. Personal is political. In present-day Hong Kong, political antagonism and social fracture are hurting every one of us. This is perhaps the calling for BMS. When we begin to generate a pure mind for peace and love and practice it on a daily level, we are spreading a consciousness of self-coaching, self-awakening, and collective transformation. Our pure intention, together with our collective perseverance, will definitely create a better future for every one of us and the generation after. Spirituality is a movement that awakens every one of us. We learn to listen to our body, to our emotions, and to our souls, and connect purely to the source, capital S, the source. Only then we become the living example of inner peace. Without inner peace, there's no outer peace. I'm not saying anything new here, because for the last few decades, many spiritual practitioners in Hong Kong have been humbly serving our society. What we need now is perhaps to mobilize, to leverage, and to generate a new culture, which is a new social consciousness and spiritual movement that aligns with the universe. We start from where we are. We start from ourselves. My dream is that one day, there will be meditation class in all primary and secondary schools in Hong Kong. School teachers, policemen, nurses, and even prisoners practice meditation regularly. Mindful eating will become a trend for local restaurants. Mindful corporate becomes a branding strategy for local business. Mindful parenting becomes common sense. And mindful living becomes a norm in Hong Kong. Such a spiritual awakening movement might even inspire mainland China, because the real challenge for humanity is not material poverty, but emotional and spiritual poverty. Money, power, and greed are often the source of suffering
rather than happiness. That's why we're here today. This is a small forum with profound meaning, where we are not trying to change the world, because there's no outside world to be changed. Everything is a projection of our mind. Be the change we want to see in this world. Be the servant leader we often hope for the outside world. In this regard, I feel that we can be more courageous and vigorous. We can have more courageous and vigorous reflection on the role of BMS teachings. Perhaps we need more collective awakening and alliances among ourselves. We need to prioritize integrity and authenticity as BMS trainers. We need to upgrade our professional benchmark and pay rigorous due diligence in our daily professional practice. Perhaps we need to ask ourselves honestly, what is our real intention to become a spiritual teacher? Let's learn to be more conscious and cautious of our own ego, because glamour, status, and vanity could lead to our ultimate defeat. Our first duty as BMS teacher is perhaps a continual discipline of pure connection with the source on a daily level. The purity and clarity of the connection with the source will ultimately determine our destiny. That's not an easy task, and that's why we're here today. Finally, I would like to throw out 5 questions to consider together. First, could we have regular seminars to develop these crucial issues? These seminars can solicit resources from different parties. We can generate a synergy of mutual support, empowerment, and oneness, which could be the solid foundation for a spiritual awakening movement. Second, could we create more bridging and dialogues between the English-speaking and the Chinese-speaking communities of trainers, therapists, and spiritual teachers? This will help us leverage on each other much better and develop a community of spiritual practitioners from different perspectives. Third, could we form strategic alliance with the corporate world to generate a corporate culture of spirituality? It is perhaps no accident that we reside in a money-driven city here, and finally we end up as BMS teachers. Could we explore more vigorously the BMS perspective on politics and social movement? Because now many Hong Kong people are now suffering from disengagement and fatigue of politics. Spiritual teachers could share the practical tools to empower the public for self-coaching. Finally, the fifth, could we align more systematically and smoothly to upgrade our professional due diligence so as to generate quality benchmark for the BMS profession? I hope my rough ideas can trigger and solicit more people to contribute to this awakening movement. Hopefully, today's forum could spread ripples of compassion and commitment for the betterment of ourselves and the society at large. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our second speaker this afternoon, Santa Lau.
Hi, good evening. My name is Santa Lau. I come from Taiwan. I was born, brought up in Taiwan, but I'm married to Hong Kong, yes. Okay, so today is the topic when Washan gave to me is about the spiritual teacher, what we can contribute to the society. So for me, I'm engaging for the New Age movement. I think I'm passionate for that for the past 30 years. So when I'm studying about the history, I think the world is changing, and then the consciousness of the entire world is awakening. So we know that from the earlier era was Pisces era, and then right now is Aquarius age. So that was back to 1960. So starting from the States. So at that time, I mean, a lot of spiritual movement, and also accompanied with a personal empowerment workshop movement like Life Spring, and life dynamic in Asia works, so on. And then the trade, this, I think this trend, this wave is going up and up, and then we are on the wave, yeah. And then until now, I observe that, I mean, as in Hong Kong, in Asia, Hong Kong is the most freedom country. It's such a tiny place, but we have so many of activities. And then we look at the spiritual development, I mean, starting from, I mean, in Asia, and I think that for the New Age movement, for the past 30 years, it's already been on the earth, everywhere on the earth, is arising, is booming. We can see the scenario over the world. We see that in Russia, there's a lot of natural village, like, I think the, what's the name? The Anastasia. Anastasia in Asia, in Russia, is already the village over thousands of self-serving villages. And the trend already passed over to Europe, to USA. That is Anastasia. And then in Taiwan, I just talked with my very good friend there. And then right now, they are letting go of the old concept of spirituality. What does that mean? For the past 30 years, we already learned so many of the different modality, different training. But what's now? What is happening now? What we should do? So I talked to one of the leaders in Taiwan. What they say is they are shifting the consciousness, the knowledge of what was the spirituality. So I am asking myself, what does that mean? What can that contribute to us here in Hong Kong? So I observe myself for the spirituality, that why I am myself so much keen to the knowledge of the discovery. Then I realized that for the spiritual learning, there is a three level. Okay, I think right now we are on the second level to the third level. So the first level is I just got this information. Okay, the first level is self-discovery, healing. Okay, that is a self-level. We are discovering the truth, the reality of the earth. This is a self-level. This is the first level. Then the second level, right now we are stepping from first level to second level. Second level is cosmic reality. So cosmic reality, that is, we connect with the universe, the source, the energy, the Tao, the power. Okay, right now, I think the third level is the ultimate reality. Ultimate reality is who we really are. What is the being? What is the real essence? So I think for the past 30 years, the spiritual development already been through first and second levels, right? Now the earth is awakening. The people are awakening. We are looking for more and more. Okay, so talking about in Taiwan, so a lot of spiritual teachers and healers, they are abandoned all of the old culture of the spirituality. That means that cannot serve too many people. So what's the new strategy is rooting. Rooting to the children education. We bring the new consciousness, because what the beauty of the new age is, everybody is free. The beauty is we have our own independence. The beauty is we find the true self. So for example, in Taiwan, they have their own education system grouped by the parents. Okay, they have their own farming. They have their own agriculture. So this is happening in Taiwan now. Okay, we look at the facts. I think that can be the example for us to learn. Okay, in China, there are many of the big spiritual platform. So every platform, maybe they have 50 teachers or 100 teachers. They gather together and then they broadcasting online teaching every day, nonstop. That is happening in China. So back now, what can we do here in Hong Kong? So I'm asking myself, today we have a forum here, and then can we really enjoy our life, okay? But what is the meaning of life? The life is really to enjoy, to love ourselves, to find the true love, and then to really nurturing ourselves. and that we live in a different lifestyle. Because New Age movement is a different culture, but it is not happening outside, it's happening here, from me. If it is not me, who will be? If it is not now, when? So I like the style of as above, so below. As within, so without. So I'm very grateful to Hong Kong now.
Because Hong Kong, there's a BMSP, that is a body mind spirit, in Asia, there's no place like Hong Kong, in Taiwan, no, in China, no, but in Hong Kong, so what we can do is BMSP can be a non-profit organization, if it is that, we can collaborate with different experts.
Like Taiwan, they collaborate with different experts.
So in Taiwan, they collaborate with education seniors, with environmental seniors, with cultural seniors.
They cooperate with different groups.
And then just have the lifestyle.
The wisdom, new age, and then they grounded to life. I believe that in Hong Kong we have different understanding, we have more of the water school.
And then we can create our future.
Thank you very much.
Very much. I'm transitioning between the local, because actually I was born in Canada, but I've been here more than 25 years now, and all of my business is always here. Also, I came in my normal skies because I couldn't recover the world. So I think this is so much what Hong Kong is normally about. So I'm so happy to be here to be represent this another side of spirituality. And I'm not a spiritual teacher, but actually spirituality is very important in the work I do. It's not something I ever talk about with clients, very rarely. But definitely what I do is spiritual. Of course, spirit is not connected anyway. But I know very deeply that it's a part of my work, and probably the most powerful part. I call my business loving work. And this is because those are very important words to me, love, force, can have a capital L, a very important way. And also work, because our work can be capital L, loving work.
And what we do in the world is that important.
I work mostly with international people based here in Hong Kong. And also international people, of course, Chinese Hong Kong people. This is such a national community here, where connecting is a very unique thing about Hong Kong, actually, is the amount of connection to the outside world. I work mostly on leadership development, connecting some things, saying, so organizational leadership development and also self-leadership.
So that could be about finding your power, finding your work.
And the most one way to describe what I do is developing more mature levels of consciousness. That's what all of this work is about.
More mature levels of consciousness.
And actually use theoretical models, very well-researched models about what are more mature levels of consciousness. And developing more mature levels of consciousness sounds really good, right?
We want that. You want to attract people.
Corporate world, business world, want to develop for their reasons, very good reasons. And then there's basically three aspects of maturity, consciousness.
And the first, is deepening self-awareness.
Self-awareness is the foundation of personal development. And of course, as you look deeper into self, you start with the surface aspects and then get to the bigger self. It's also part of development, although very few of my clients are there.
Most of them are really developing themselves, understanding their personality.
So we start with body, emotions, patterns, habits, moods, and motivations. And then we progress also to developing intuition and risk-taking, fearlessness. This is all spiritual development. A second aspect of maturity is broadening our scope of concern.
So as we become more mature, we naturally become more concerned about wider things than just ourselves.
So the corporate world starts with myself as an employee, or as a worker, and then go to my team, my company, and my society.
And then the entire environment of the world.
And so this is really part of my goal, to help people broaden their scope of concern.
Because inevitably, it's also a sort of spiritual development.
You could call it moral development.
And then the third thing I added when I wrote this was about increasing presence.
Because this is something a lot of leaders want, they want to have a lot of presence.
But it's also one of those capital words, right? Happy presence is something that we can tap into to make a difference.
And that one of the secrets of spiritual development is that we tap into that happy power and make a difference.
The opportunity, the risks, and the traps and issues for teachers.
The opportunity, I think we heard already.
So many exciting things about the opportunity.
And I want to reiterate that the extra thing is that leadership development is now quite suddenly in the last two years.
Becoming more crucial in the corporate world.
So it used to be kind of nice to have, but literally just recently a lot of organizational leaders realize how important this is.
Because they cannot compete internationally.
And we're looking at artificial intelligence, digitization, and the need for more maturity. It's really crucial.
So that really helps us. And the other health hindrance is the fact that so many of our global societal systems are likely to collapse because they're not working.
So obvious, they will need to change radically, most likely in some way or another.
So this is an opportunity for us, and I think to me the simplest thing we can do about that is to know what we want.
Because if we know what we want, then we can move more quickly to create the next thing that will happen whenever our system collapses.
What we want is connected in, and it's very deep what we want. And then also the opportunities to track that mindsets are changing so quickly, as I said, in the corporate world, and I think you can see this in the corporate world by scientific discoveries, interest in neuroscience, interest in tactics like mindfulness, and even technology can help us to develop ourselves more quickly, to mature ourselves.
I want to talk a little bit about the traps and issues for teachers.
This is something that was on the agenda that I wanted to talk today. So, and then really there's three things to iterate.
I think it's so important that we're always developing ourselves first.
that we put ourselves first for development
for two reasons,
because we need to be in the integrity,
and second because it's actually the easiest way for us to progress.
It's the fast path
to what we want.
The second thing is about staying humble, which is I think always a challenge, and I think something that really helped each other, and I think that's why staying connected is a really, really good idea. So that we can connect to each other and also be able to talk to other people that are similar levels of maturity and that kind of understand consciousness ways how to have more mutual conversations,
which could be very, very inviting.
And then the other thing is really, actually personal sharing, something that I've realized myself over the last year or two years. Especially the last year, which is this thing I would call being too humble or naive. And other words for this are golden shadow. Pre-trans fallacy. So what I mean is that we can also take in people who have things that we don't. So if, for example, many of us are more soft-spoken, more caring, and maybe not so confident for lack of power.
And then we may idolize people who have more power than us.
And we may not see clearly. And then we can get taken in. And not really bringing our full selves forward in a way that compares. It's quite easy to do at certain levels of development to be able to be fooled by people who are at lower levels than us.
And seeing them as better than us because we're humble, right? So we see better than us when they may not be.
And this is one of the reasons that I've studied levels of development talks about, to understand more fully who people are, to be able to clearly see clearly who people are, so I can be more effective on my connections. I love the suggestions earlier about how we can get together. I want to hear from so many more people in this room about what we can do in that regard. And I just want to encourage, I just want to say that this whole thing about pattern level development could be a way to contribute to other people's investigating areas.
I think it's a very important thing, and 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 I think it's was, but it was somewhere much lower than just the success. So that's on the journey to find out what's going to make me happy. Because if I'm going to teach something, I need to be body of myself. So just to talk a little bit about my own personal journey, in 2010 I was in Hong Kong and I was feeling unfulfilled with my corporate career, regardless of all success. I knew that success without fulfillment was the biggest failure. So that's something that I really embarked on. And I remember I said this to some sellers before that, a few months down the line, I was in a bookstore with my three daughters, and I'm more of a movie guy, I like the movies and books so much. But while they were kind of moving around and having a good time with their books, I was around the spiritual looking for a book like Chopra. And as I pulled out the book, I picked it up, it was called Secret Light by Guy Brinkley. And I looked at it, was quite fascinating. It was HBO, CNN, the movie was made in the space of Larry said, that's really cool. I sat down and started reading it, and it was about this guy who had three experiences, and he was back. Sat down for about 20 minutes, and looked up and saw a security guard staring at him, and I was screaming, run away. But there was something in that text that really got me very interested, so I decided to call the guy up. I found this number, another friend of mine, at 7 a.m. in Hong Kong, and what am I going to say to him? Who the hell is Danny from Hong Kong? But he picked up the phone and I said, hi Danny, my name is Danny, and he said, I was waiting for a call.
I was thinking I would have to do something different than what I was doing right now. So for me to become more fulfilled, I needed to do something different than what I was doing right now. So I started my own coaching company, and I wanted to want back more people.
My goal is to 50,000 in 5 years, and through movies or through seven arts, taking one step at a time.
But the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I think the community, not just in Hong Kong, but across the world, has lost focus because of stress, because of other ones, particular lifestyle.
But I think what we need to do is change the focus of something that's more real.
It doesn't mean fun, doesn't mean lifestyle, we need to change our focus to something that's more real. And I was going to talk about three things that I found based on my personal experience, why I was so bored to share right now. I probably some people might benefit from it. The first thing is finding your life purpose.
Because when you find your life purpose, the thing you get is clarity.
And clarity is the most important thing you can ever get in any decision you make. Clarity, how you grow, and how you give.
Two things are important: growing and growing, and growing for yourself. Once you get clear on your life purpose, things start falling easier. That's what we call the second point, and I would say that's alignment.
Alignment or congruence.
You need to align what it is that you want at a soul level, at a mind level, and at a physical level as well.
When people align with what you call congruence, that's success, happiness, and fulfillment comes effortless. And I found that in my own life, in the last year, I shifted my focus from doing something different to what I'm doing right now.
Incorporating things like meditation, incorporating things like visualization, affirmations.
Just basic, very small successes, or rich rituals that you do on a daily basis that can change the trajectory of your life significantly.
Really, it's simple and it's very doable.
And the third thing I found very necessary for me was taking inspired action.
Well, there's a difference between action and inspired action. An action is something we're busy, but at the end of the day, they don't get much out from it.
When you look at inspired action, it's basically comes from a spiritual concept where you get an inspiration, an idea, and you act upon it because there's a vortex of energy around that.
And when you act on it, that's when you see the results immediately.
So three things are really important based on what I see. One is getting clear on your purpose, getting aligned with what you want, and number three is inspired action.
Very simple, basic things you could do just on a daily basis, and you'll see the trajectory of your life moving in a very different direction. You know, everyone's talked about, everyone's talked about, how we are going to get together, how, you know, coaches, people, the community, together, 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 environment to determine how you feel inside.
So once you start knowing yourself, become more self-aware.
That's when the situation changes as well.
So thank you very much.
Any questions you have, please feel free to ask.
Thank you.
That's not fair.
You said
I'm teaching over the wall. This is a very sensitive subject.
Spiritual teaching, Hong Kong, the teachers in Hong Kong.
And I think it's going down with the basics.
I really heard you repeating things like seeing things like Green Asia.
I met Vladimir, friend, Vladimir, on the road, Stasia, twice, my heart, and things that seem simple and easy to do.
I'm surprised how complex the life is here, really.
People communicate so much when things are so simple.
I was in the biggest college, Hadeland, also in Norway. I was very invited to speak to the children, like five children. I was very with my wife and we were teaching. My wife was the sphinx, part of the invented game.
So it was really funny because one of the questions.
So imagine if aliens now.
What do you say about us?
One of the child asked me this question.
So somebody comes on this planet.
And analyze what we are doing.
It's really funny, isn't it?
We are working like dogs from morning until night.
We make money and then we go spend because we are sick, right?
And all our life we are trying to have houses and cars and stuff.
And suddenly you realize you arrive at that level when something else is needed.
So I spoke as children, and from my heart that was my opinion behind the teacher, the principal of the school, you were heading.
Because after that they asked me about life after death and all these questions.
But I would say that's really Hong Kong, people don't stop.
They are running. You just need to stop. Whatever. I am here. I am enjoying this place, this hotel, and this mountain behind me.
And I stay one hour in which the eagles.
You have the most of this planet.
I saw this in Arizona and all these Rocky Mountains.
The people should stop for one hour, the tall trees, the eagles, the family, all together.
And last time in January, I was higher, and I looked up at the eagles, and the security guard, did you see something? The eagles.
So yeah, the eagles.
I said, remember, he probably thought I'm crazy. So I would say, for a speaker, really need to stop from this craziness. It's important.
Make money and run and make business.
Sometimes you need to stop.
Just enjoy life. Look at this chip.
Go out there, drink a beer, drink the nice drink, enjoy life, what is more important, and another important thing, they invited me this year to the United Nations, the politician, they asked me to speak, they read my books.
They asked me to speak about remember who you really are.
Which was a very important topic from all these names.
I really felt it was interesting for experience in the United Nations.
The windows were like half a meter, it's very interesting, the advert is like in the airport.
When it was a shock, to see how people can live in this.
What is this condition? Air conditioning, and see all completely locked and over.
I really believe we have to remember who we really are.
And gas not coming from outside.
Anybody can, you are a good driver, a good manager, a leader, whatever you want.
But if you do not see yourself, nothing makes sense in your life, right? And this is really important for spiritual teachers. I was really happy.
They organized, January, we were like 100 healers here and spiritual teachers.
And it was very interesting how they connected each other.
When I got here, in Hong Kong, I was here in Shanghai, but in the last couple of years coming here, there is this teacher here, I think, Daniel, from London.
He's a great master, from London.
You are so good.
You don't need, I don't know who else to come here to teach.
And I've noticed people here, they really believe in Chinese, the same thing.
You know, it's Chinese.
The Chinese have the best great masters, Taoists.
They are older than Egyptians.
Taoists is older than Egyptians.
All there is, I was in Zhuhai, great master, 70 years.
He jumps on the tables and he goes back, he's doing this, he's doing this, he's like two hours in this, and he jumps on the tables and cats.
And I was going there to teach, I didn't want to sit, I just wanted to run. Me going to China, in Hong Kong, where you have one of the oldest and most powerful ancient systems, maybe the Taoists, by the way, it's all the Sumerian tablets,
20,000 years ago.
They have a clear location of what was going on here.
So that was before the Egyptians.
So he
here it's a golden place. People are asking me, why are you going to teach? I said, because I learn a lot of things from teaching. People are different. They have their mind in a different way. This is a great thing, and I see great teachers that are doing here such amazing things.
So I would say
stay how you are. Go in your heart. This is very important. Open your heart.
Enjoy each moment of your life.
And remember one thing.
The children are very important.
And the business deal. We, the spiritual.
We are already winning.
But if you don't try to change the children, and you don't try this change the business. It's a CEO in a helicopter, not a car. I was an executive for a long time, and then I was four years in Tibet, so basically.
The business is very simple, and business, when I just do workshops.
I have people coming and ask, what are you doing? I'm the CEO, and they don't want anybody to hear. They are coming to the workshop, they are ashamed.
What I'm doing, I want to share with Nike headquarters, with the Russian nations.
They will whisper, I'm doing yoga.
So it's the other way.
The spiritual, they are working in business, when they say they are doing spiritual exercise.
So I think they are working together.
And here is one of the best places where you can experience.
Well, I love you from all my heart.
Thank you.